first day of class, first day of class of the year, and in come the kids. And what are some of their first fears, misconceptions, prejudices they have about dance class?
It's really funny how things have changed over the years, because initially they would say, I can't dance, I don't know how to dance, or only girls dance. And of course, my very first lesson that I teach is a very basic lesson so that everybody that first day is highly successful, no matter what they've done. And I also have a part of my warm-up that uses an imaginary basketball, which gets the boys involved right away. And I tend to try to dance next to the boys a lot. And those who are more risking and more daring and flop around a bit more tend to be the ones that I smile at a little more, because they're really putting their whole body into it. So for the first time, perhaps, in their school life, the boys are being smiled at and rewarding for being a little bit bigger, a little bit louder, a little bit more, a little bit, you know. So they get over that only girls dance thing real quick. And anybody who thought they couldn't dance, they get over it very fast. They're like, oh my goodness, I could dance. And I make sure they have really good music with a good beat. And, you know, they think they did hip hop. They don't know Miss Wendy can't hip hop. What are your misconceptions your first week?
Actually, the biggest misconceptions can actually come from the teachers.
Ah.
And kids now, you know, ever since hip hop and even as far back as when, you know, Baryshnikov became a big star in America, the boys realize, yeah, guys do this. This is a
guy
thing.
Right. Things have changed.
It's been a big change about guys, the general population's attitude about men dancing. Basically, it's like you said, it's a lot of it is so much about confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go around to different schools, so often when it comes to academics, you see the kids that maybe struggle academically. And a lot of their issue is just the confidence that they can succeed, they can grasp the material, whether it's in dance class or it's in math class.
Mm-hmm.
And very often when you are working with the kids, you know, you'll pick a kid to do something, or come the performance, you'll pick a kid.
Right.
And the teachers sometimes are going, whoa, you picked that kid, huh?
Right. Well, and you know, that's the other thing about OMA is that the teachers tell me that sometimes the children who never speak up, never raise their hand in the classroom, are always the first to volunteer and raise their hand, even to give answers to questions when they're usually not as verbal. The self-esteem, the confidence, those kids that are really physical are in their element. One of the things that happened a couple years ago was there was a little girl who I guess did not speak English and had never spoken in class. And it was the third week of dance class. We were working on three-dimensional shapes, and we were trying to have them build a rectangular prism. And they were all lying down on the floor. And she knew that they needed to come up and become three-dimensional, and she knew how to do it, and they weren't doing it. And she yelled, stop. And everybody stopped. And she started manipulating and pushing and moving children around until she made it. And then once it was made, she said, there. And the teacher was in shock. And the teacher said, she doesn't speak English. She's never said a word in class. She never even talks to friends. She doesn't do anything. And she led her entire class in an activity when she realized they were wrong.